confident answer, but now that I've been in the role for 3 years, like there is a shortage, a major shortage, and you know, not just with basketball, with baseball, football, volleyball is getting bad. So yeah, it's all just getting out in the public and advertising. I know a lot of Southern Lake schools are advertising for that. The WA is looking for new officials, so we just piggyback off that and roll with it.
Well, Travis Wilson put out an article this week, and I believe the Southern Lakes, you're in good shape. These are all schools that requested possibly moving to a different conference just for football only. So you're aware of that article. But I don't see any teams from the Southern Lakes.
No. So we are all very happy with our conference and the alignment that we have with all eight of our schools. So it's a very competitive conference.
So what is your comments, though, about this? Like, I live up in Franklin now, and Franklin's on that list.
They are on that list. And am I not seeing Oak Creek on there, or are they already gone out of the SEC?
Yeah,
they're not on the
list.
They're not on there.
They're not on the list, but I know they are one that wants to –
I know the conference commissioner for the SEC pretty well.
Yes.
You know, we shared a bedroom for a little while, being brothers.
Sure.
But, yeah, Franklin and Oak Creek – Franklin's been looking to get out for a little while. I think it's – they're looking for a little more competition. You know, and I think logistically speaking, I think it would make sense for them to possibly go into Classic 8 or the Woodland or wherever they're trying to get into. But, yeah, I saw that list. I got an email from the WA that – we get that on our website as a commissioner. We get notification of those. So I look just to see if anyone in the Southern Lakes, but everyone, we're all very happy with where we're at. But, yeah, there's a lot of schools on there that are not surprising. A few of them on there are a little bit.
Actually, there are two schools, though, in the Southern Lakes that maybe aren't interested yet in moving, but maybe at some point it would happen, and one would be this school here because of enrollment and possibly Badger. Yes or no?
I haven't heard anything about it.
Okay. Good answer.
Thank you very much.
Good answer.
Yep. No, as of right now, we're all very happy with what we're doing, where we're at.
And speaking of one of the teams on there, you were talking about Oak Creek a little bit. They are trailing at half. Talking about Oak Creek a little bit, they are trailing at halftime, 2 Case 21-0. So it's just kind of something where the Southeast, any night of the week, any team can win. And that's similar to your conference, where any night of the week, any team can really come out here and put on a performance.
Case is a really good football team. They came to Westosha last year, and I got to see them play. And they're a fantastic football team. They're so fast. I think is Brumby gone? He graduated,
yes,
did he not?
Yes, he's
that
gone.
Kid was talented, but I know they got a couple kids that are following behind him that are just as skilled as he is.
And we had them this year in the rematch of Westosha Central and
first week
Case,
of the season, yeah?
Right, when they opened up Hammes Field. Beautiful, by the way, beautiful.
I need to get up there and check
yes,
it out.
Yes, beautiful field. I mean, all the digs, restrooms, concession stands, the phenomenal scoreboard they got now. I mean, they really did it right. But
how's Pritchard? I hear that's very nice as well.
Yeah, Pritchard is nice, but you have a Cadillac, and then and then you have a little Volkswagen, I would say.
Yep.
But anyways.
Just continued success throughout your conference. Talk a little bit about some sports are dropping enrollment. Some sports are continuing to grow. Talk a little bit about what your schools are doing to maintain their numbers and continue to grow their athletic teams.
Yeah, there's a couple of schools. I think we're feeling it more with boys volleyball is a very popular sport, but we lost a couple of our schools, lost a couple of numbers, I think, going into this season. Talking with, you know, I saw there's a new kid up at St. Cats is part of our conference for volleyball. And Travis Martin, who's now a freshman at St. Catharines, who's a basketball stud, is he's playing volleyball because they didn't have as many numbers. I think they only have six. A couple kids then dropped. But I know that Dan Miller is doing a fantastic job up there trying to get numbers to stay where they're at with that kind of sport.
Yeah.
You know, Beloit Memorial, I think, is a little bit down with numbers for when it comes to boys volleyball as well. But they got a new athletic director up there as well, Dan Gratz, who's doing a fantastic job the first couple of months of the season. And I know that he and the principal up there are doing everything they can to get the numbers up. I have given them my support if they ever need anything to give me a call and we can go through some things. But as of right now, they're all handling it internally, and I trust that they'll be okay.
Well, Lewis Brown, the head coach at Franklin for football, when we had them, we had a chance, an opportunity to talk to him, and he said actually one of the reasons possibly for moving out of the Southeast Conference was for certain sports, they don't have three levels of competition, and that's a concern at Franklin where they do have all three levels.
Yeah, and I think it's a concern. I mean, I know some of the Racine schools don't have a JV1, JV2 for different sports, and that does hurt a school. I mean, the schools want the kids to play, and it can kind of be a little bit of a hassle when they have to go find non-con opponents to either go to their schools or bring into their schools. So I can completely understand where they're coming from with that lower level. They want their kids to play.
Well, talk a little bit before you go, because of the two sports, you know which one's very dear to my heart, and basketball.
Very dear to mine as well.
Yep. Talk about the Falcons again. I guess I understand they're going to be good again this year.
They're going to be really good again this year. I mean, they got Elijah Griffin coming back, who's just a dominant guard on the floor. I mean, the kid commands everything and just makes his team better. I'm really looking forward to seeing them play Beloit Memorial this year. That kid, Amari Hereford, out in Beloit Memorial is one.
I've heard about Beloit.
Kid. Absolutely. He's got a couple D1 offers. I got to talk to his mom, and he's been putting in a lot of work. And I see Mark Nelson on Twitter or X or whatever it is now. And, you know, he's been doing a lot of following around with these kids. And Amari is, has been mentioned a couple times. He's impressed me the last 2 years, and seeing him this year, I'm looking forward to it. But Westosha, I mean, they also got Liam in there that is an absolute giant that has gotten stronger and better every year. I mean, this is my third year in, and he's the first 2 years, from the first year to last year, he was significantly better. And I know he's going to be a lot better this year. He's playing volleyball, so he's already in mid-season form going into the season. Southern Lakes is going to be really interesting this year. We got a lot of Elkhorn's returning everybody. They'll be good. Burlington, they're returning. I know Grant Sulik is going to be back.
Yep.
They lost a lot, though, going into this year. They lost a lot, and Connor and Tommy and,
right.
and Jack and all those guys. But, and then Waterford's going to be
talented. I was going to mention them before you left.
They got Caden. They got all of those guys. I mean, they were fun to watch last year, and after they beat Westosha.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting when we get into the year and get to the end of the year to see where everybody's at. And it's going to be a race. You know, let's be honest, it's really up to anybody to grab it.
Very good.
I'm looking forward to it.
Final thoughts or question?
No, I think one of the big things is Beloit Memorial. You had mentioned them a little bit. Football, they're even starting to turn things around, getting things in the right direction. A community that really needs something like that for them. Just talk about adding them into the conference, what that does for you guys as an entire conference.
You know, it just adds to the competitiveness in the conference. You know, with Delavan, I know that their biggest concern was that they weren't competitive enough. And not just in one sport, in multiple sports. And, Beloit Memorial really brings that part that the SLC wants, is that competition level. And, across the board, they got James Ford III, who last week, I think, got his 2,000th rushing yards. Mm. Kid is talented. He's only a junior. And then with basketball, both on the both girls and boys side, they bring a competitiveness that, we were lacking in our eighth team. It's nice to see them. All those coaches do a really nice job with them. The athletic director, unfortunately, lost John Dupuy last year, but they just brought in a new one. Like I said, Dan Gratz, who came up from Texas, who's doing a lot of great things and has a lot of great ideas that I think are going to bring value to that school and to the conference. So we enjoy having them in. We do.
Well, very good. We're going to have you on again probably maybe even before the football season's over.
Sure,
because who knows? We may be doing one of these teams in a playoff game. So a lot of teams of the nine schools, potentially looks like we're going to have five, maybe six become playoff eligible before the end of the year. So we'll have some games to cover.
Looking forward to seeing how it all plays out. Have you had my dad on yet or no?
No. Is he alive?
He's slacking.
He has not.
He's up at St. Cat's game now.
Yeah. Well, they're blowing out the university school. So
yeah, he said it was going to be a tough one.
Yeah. So, anyways,
guys, thank you for having me on. I appreciate it. Thanks for what you guys do for high school sports.
Okay, that's Tim Owens, the commissioner of the Southern Lakes. And we'll have them back on very shortly. And we're ready to get the third quarter underway here with Westosha leading 12-7. And I think we got enough time to step away for 30 seconds for a few short sponsor.
Thanks, Dick. Tonight's game.
Take the first step towards a more independent life. Test drive a Golden or Pry Power chair or scooter and reclaim your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Crafted for the utmost comfort and convenience. Visit Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted choice for power mobility solutions. An authorized Pride and Golden dealer backed by the Never Pay MSRP guarantee. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
You're listening to Dick Graceffa, streaming live coverage of high school football on DG Sports. Listen live or hear a replay of the game anytime, anywhere at dgsports.mixler.com.
Thank you, Dylan, and we're back live as we're ready to get our third quarter underway. The Wolverines, Veit, will kick off to the Westosha Falcons.
The opening kickoff in Oak Creek and Case. Oak Creek fumbles it, gives the ball back to Case at the Oak Creek 18-yard line. Looks like Case is in perfect position to go up four scores in that one.
Wow, good for the Eagles. Getting set for that game next week that we will have.
And the other team that we will have in that game, Horlick, they're up 21-14 over Kenosha Indian Trails at halftime.
All right, there's the kickoff. A line drive by Veit, fielded by the Falcons at about the 10, up to the 20. And he's tackled at about the 24-yard line, and that's Santrell Watts.
Watts on the return.
And that's where the Falcons will start, first and 10. 11:54, just underway here in the third quarter. Mason Juga, he'll bring him out. Juga in the gun, wide outs to one to the right, one to the left. Full house backfield. Hands it off for about three, maybe four.
Kranz on the carry.
Kranz was the ball carrier there.
And they've been sharing the ball carrying wealth tonight as Taylor has been kind of limber throughout the game.
Yeah, he's been in and out, in and out, in and out. Juga in the gun, one to the right, two to the left. Now he gets flushed out of there. He's got to throw it. It's complete. Complete. To Magnum Cooper. Or was he out of bounds?
They did complete the catch, but there was a holding penalty that's going to pull back.
Oh, there's the flag. Okay, coming back now. So that'll stop the clock with 11:17 to go in our third quarter. So Juga will bring him out in the gun. He's got two wideouts to the left, one to the right. Now rolls out. Here comes the rush. He keeps it. Now throws it. And looks like it may have been intercepted. Yes, intercepted by Waterford. As he was trying, it looked like he was trying to get rid of it. Yeah. But an interception by Waterford.
It looked like he was trying to just dump it out over there, but was unable to do so. And one of the Waterford players jumped up high, caught that ball, brought it down for the interception.
Could not see exactly who it was as they got around him right away. So Desard will bring him out, first and 10. At the 33-yard line of Westosha. Desart in the gun. A wide out to the left and one to the right. Desart back to pass. Here comes the rush. Now he's got to run with it. And they get him behind the line of scrimmage. A loss of one will bring up second down. They actually have a pretty good kicker, too. I don't know if he can, his legs as strong as Clemento's, but Veit, I'm sure they'll let him attempt one if they can maybe get 15 more yards.
Yeah, we've seen him warming up quite a bit pregame, and he had a very strong leg as well.
So closing in on 10 minutes to go in our third quarter. Desardo will bring him out. In the pistol, under center now. And Holtop scores. Holtop for 33 yards. Faked us all out. Holtop scores to make it 13-12. Waterford with the lead. And now Veit to attempt the extra point. To try to make it 14-12. There's the snap. The kick is up. And the kick is good. So with 10-12 to go. In our third quarter, it's now Waterford 14, Westosha 12.
As a great long run there by Weston Hotop, the running back for the Wolverines, kind of a little bit of a counter there. He came around and looped it around for the long touchdown there. The high snap on that extra point for Westosha sure is coming back to bite them.
Yes. So Vital kick off.
Meyer Builders, Danielle Welker, Remax, advantage, Merrimaid.
So Watts will be back to receive this kick from Veit if he doesn't kick it into the end zone. And now the Falcons look a little down. Let's see if they can pick it up right away. Again, our first look at the Waterford Wolverines this year.
They've been impressive so far, Dick.
A little pooch kick. Now they recovered it, but did it go 10 yards, Dylan?
Yep. Looks like they recovered it at the 48, and they kicked it from the 40. So it went 12 yards there, and they caught it to get the onside kick.
So, great play by the Waterford Wolverines on that onside kick.
Now, the only question is, he caught it in the air.
They're talking about it right now.
Yeah, because it does have to hit the ground first before he touches it. We'll see if they did or they are. You know, maybe Coach Franz could try and talk him into that on the sideline.
It
Yep, they did rule illegal touching on Waterford.
Yep.
That ball does have to touch either a Westosha player or the ground first before they can get that.
Well, it was a good onside kick by Veit, but they didn't execute it then the way they needed to. So the ball goes back over to Westosha.
And the second player was the one who caught it, but the first player did not let it touch the ground before he touched it, causing that illegal touching to happen. Good catch by the officials to be able to rule on that.
All right, so first and 10 for Westosha at their 48-yard line. Juga in the gun. Hands it off to Taylor. He almost lost it. It was almost like he was going to hand it off to somebody else.
Yeah,
Landon Taylor.
A little miscommunication there in the backfield. He wasn't sure if he was going to give that to Central Watts. He jumped in front of Taylor. It was just a lot of mismatch in that backfield there. But they were able to turn it into a gain of 7.
So it'll bring up 2nd and 3 at the 45-yard line now of Waterford. Juga in the gun. Hands it off again to Landon Taylor, trying to get that first down. He'll be close. And again, though, he gets up like he's hurting.
Yeah, very limber as he's coming up off the ground.
Looks like he's gotten up for a Belkin. First down!
So it is a first down. Just got it. So it's 1st and 10 now. 43-yard line of Waterford. Juga in the gun, hands it off to Taylor, trying to jiggerbug his way outside, and they push him back inside, but he gets a minimal gain.
Once again, gain of 2, second down, Elkins.
And you run that clock down quickly on running plays.
And that's a key feature of the Southern Lakes is run-heavy offenses.
All right, Juga brings him out. He's got a wide out to the right and 2. He's got 2 to the right and 1 to the left. Fakes it to Taylor. Oh, almost intercepted. Almost intercepted by the Wolverines. And that would have been a quick 6. And it was incomplete to Watts. So that'll stop the clock with 8:32 to go in our third quarter. Juga brings him out. He's got 1 to the left, 2 to the right. Now hands it to the man coming around. And they stop him. That was Watts. Watts on the carry on the end around. So it brings up 4th down. And they'll bring Clementos. They'll bring Clementos in to hopefully kick him, get him deep.
Yeah, not much of a choice there, Dick, as they're practically at midfield.
So Hotop back to receive this punt with 7:52 to go in our third quarter. See if Clementos pins them deep. They got through there, but he got it off. But they, and it actually takes a Waterford bounce as it came back to the 30-yard line.
It originally hit the ground at about the 22, and surprisingly, the Westosha players were trying to back away from it. No, you got to get on top of that ball. That's live, and it's coming back towards where you just kicked it from. I think he tried to get air on that one, but just got a little too much.
And we just got a plug for DG Sports, and he pronounced it correctly.
At DG Sports, it's a growing brand, Dick.
So Desart, he's got a full backfield, full house backfield. Tries to give it back to Drager. Not much there, Dylan, if any.
No, it looks like he was brought down in the backfield there. He tried to run to his right. It closed up, tried to cut it back, and got tackled immediately as the backside pressure continued down that line.
We'll see what Mike Metyard draws up here. Offensive coordinator for the Waterford Wolverines, as we're under 7 to play now in our third quarter. 14-12, Waterford with the lead. Desart, full house backfield. Fakes it, then gives it off. Trying to push his way up. That's Pesch. Pesch on the carry. And it'll bring up third down at the 6:30 mark.
Third down, Waterford.
Clock continues to run. Closing in on 6 to go.
Dick, if Racine Case is able to win today over Oak Creek, it'll be their first victory since 2006, when Oak Creek was 1-8 that year.
Wow. Okay. Good for Coach Graham and his Eagles if they can hold on yet. Don't want to anoint them yet as the winners. Desart is flushed out of there. Now gets rid of it, throws, and it's knocked down. So it'll bring up fourth down. Bull Vite will come in to punt it away for the Wolverines, I would think, but we got a hold coming up. But it's holding on the Wolverines, and the Falcons will decline it to get the ball back.
Yeah, smart decision there by Coach Franz. You're forced fourth down already, and they're going to have to punt it back to this Falcon offense.
So Watts back to receive the punt from Veit. 5:44 to go in our third quarter.
Fourth down, Waterford.
And we haven't got any more updates from that St. Catharines game, but we know it's a running clock now. Fight and punt formation. There's the punt. It's a beauty. It drives Watts back. Gets it. Cuts back inside. And he gets it back up to about the 38-yard line of West Osha. And that's where the Falcons will begin. All right, Waterford's had an answer on the last two drives for the Falcons. Let's see what happens on this one. Juga in the gun. He's got a wide out to the right and two to the left. Hands it off. Going to the outside and getting about 6 yards.
There's Krantz there. A nice little carry to the outside, Dick.
And he'll bring up second down. Second and 4. Closing in on 5 to go in our third quarter. Juga in the pistol. One to the left, one to the right. Hands it off. Looks like it was Taylor. And it was.
2 yards, brings up third down.
Third and a long 2. And Mason Juga brings them out quickly. As they trail by 2, but have a field goal kicker that could give them the lead with another 10 yards or so. And now we got a penalty coming up.
And the right tackle there for West Osha, Reed Pamala, false started there. Huge, huge potential drive killer there, Dick.
So to bring up third and seven now for the Falcons. Big play here for both teams. Mason Juga in the gun. Back to pass. Airs it out. Throws. Incomplete. They'll bring up fourth down.
Pass intended for Cooper. Incomplete. Fourth down. Falcons.
Yeah, Cooper, the intended receiver there. On that long throw, that was actually thrown out of bounds. So Bovite, I should say, Clementos, in to punt it away for the Falcons, and here comes the rush, but he gets it off. And again, it takes a Waterford bounce backwards.
Dick, score update for Badger. Elkhorn was able to get on the board. It's now 21-7 in the third quarter. Lake Geneva Badger over Elkhorn.
Okay, not blowing him out today. All right, Desart's going to bring him out with 3:59 to go in our third quarter. Two to the left, one to the right for Desert. In the gun. Desert rolls out, now throws over the middle, complete for a short gain. To Lusick. Mason Lusick. So to bring up second down. Boy, they gave him a good spot on that. Second and four, they say. Clock continues to run. Desart, he was in the gun, now flips it. It's to Holtop, who comes back inside and gets a first down. So that'll move the chains. He flipped it to Holtop, who then cut back inside to get that yardage.
That little reverse play, ran to the right with Taylor leading them blocking, and they countered that play there pretty well.
So to bring up first and 10 at the Waterford 48-yard line, 2:45 to go in our third quarter. 14-12, Waterford with the lead and the ball. Desart under center this time, I formation, rolls it out, still has it, keeps it, now throws, incomplete, intended for Lusick. Lusick, the intended receiver.
Incomplete. Second down.
We're seeing both teams start to go to the air here in the second half, Dick. Running game just not doing it. Neither team really able to move the ball successfully, though.
Yeah, you're right about that. Clock stops with 2:24 to go in our third quarter. Desart in the gun, had wideouts both ways, hands it off. And it was Drager. Drager on the carry. We're under two to play now in our third quarter.
Okay, Belkin fans, let's hear the thunder!
Big play both ways. Desart brings him out. He's in the gun. He's got three to the left. He rolls out. He's still got it. Now throws. It's complete. Complete to Lusick. And that'll move the chains. Boy, good rollout. Good rollout passer.
Yeah, he's done a good job of hiding that ball, too, when he does roll out. So they're really biting on that play action fake.
Throws on the run, I should say, also very well. So they'll move the chains, and then they'll wait till he comes out because he was out of bounds after he caught it. So Desart brings him out in the pistol this time. Two wide outs to the left and one to the right. Hands it off, cutting back inside, down to the 20. It's Drager. He's inside the 12, to about the 12-yard line.
Drager on the carry. First down, Waterford.
And now we got a timeout. It's an official's timeout. It's an official's timeout. With 1:25 to go, 14-12 is our score. Waterford with the lead will step away for 30 seconds. It's high school football on DG Sports.
La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavor. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
First down, Waterford.
All right, back to live action here at Westosha. First and 10 for Waterford at the 15. Desart in the gun. Has two wideouts to the left. Throws. Almost intercepted. Deflected by a Westosha.
Flag on the play.
And there's a flag also. Looks like Waterford's walking back. Beyer was the intended receiver on that one.
As a block in the back, they called Dick against the Wolverines.
All right. Well, if they don't move the ball anymore from here, this is Bolvites. This is his range. He can make it from there. So it stopped the clock with 1:19 to go in our third quarter. Desart in the gun. Throws incomplete. Bounces in front of him.
Better for Lusick once again.
Yeah, poor throw there.
Second down, Waterford.
So it's second down, second and 20.
Second down and long, a big play coming here, Dick.
Yep. All right, in the gun. He's got three to the left and one to the right. Desart, he's flushed out of there. Now throws. Oh, throw overshot his man. He was open.
O'Johnson's head receiver incomplete. Third down, Waterford.
So it brings up third down, third and 20.
And again, both teams have really relied on the pass here in the third quarter. Kind of surprising.
All right, Desire will bring him out. He's in the gun. He's got three to the left this time. Desart back to pass. Here comes the rush. Desart keeps it, and he may get to the first down marker. No, but he gets Veit in good position for a field goal attempt, if that's what they're going to do. Fourth down. Fourth and eight.
And it once again stops the clock as we near the end of the third quarter.
And I think they are bringing Veit in to attempt a field goal. And they are. Bo Veit, the 6'1", 203-pound junior. There's a snap. They get it down. The kick is up. And the kick is good by Bo Veit to make it 17-12 now. Waterford with the lead. It's good. 58 seconds to go in our third quarter. Couldn't ask for a better game than this.
Yep, both defenses are really playing well. Both of these high-scoring offenses struggling to move the ball here tonight, Dick. And it's just another showcase of Southern Lakes football for us.
All right, so Bo Veit is successful on the field goal. And he'll kick off now. Watts back to receive for the Falcons. They trail now by five. 17-12. Full quarter to play, though, yet. There's the kick. It's a beauty. Picked up and then dropped by Watts. Flag down.
Pinter on the return.
It was Pinter.
We have a flag on the play.
So it was Pinter on the return. Again, the Falcon numerals are not friendly tonight.
No, the number kind of fades from like gray to white too, white to gray. It's definitely a harder number to read.
So we have 50 seconds left in the third quarter. Mason Jugo, bring him out.
That one's a little confusing, Dick. They called a block in the back by the kicking team. Not really sure, you know, how that's a common call, but
yeah,
it's one that they did call. So on we go.
All right, so Mason Jugo, bring him out.
45-yard line.
In the gun.
Yeah, Waterford trying to get an explanation. I think they're as confused as I am, Dick.
Yeah. He's talking to a few of the players, which is interesting, rather than the coach. All right, so Juga in the gun. He's got two to the right, one to the left. Throws complete. Complete to Clementos.
Dallas Pagan on the reception. That's enough for a Falcon first down.
So it's a first down as we close in on the end of our third quarter. Juga brings him out. In the gun, he's got one to the right, one to the left. Juga back to pass. They flush him out of there. The first guy slips. Now he throws it out of bounds. No one home even.
And the official is trying to throw a flag for intentional grounding, but he's outside the pocket.
You told me that several times this year.
Yeah, they took that out last year. And Mike Edick, the white hat, going over talking to his official and telling him, hey, that's not a thing anymore. So.
No flag on the play.
Well, that's good.
Yep, glad they picked that up. That's the right call.
All right, so we got enough time for one last play here in the third quarter. Waterford with that five-point lead, 17-12. High snap to Juga. He gets it down, though, and gives it to Taylor. Taylor gets a couple, and that's it. And that'll end our third quarter of play with our score, Waterford 17, Westosha 12. We'll step away for 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Football streaming live on DG Sports.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H is featuring their Viking Toast Kringle, a Danish twist to French toast. It has a maple cinnamon filling with a layer of cream cheese, topped with vanilla bourbon icing, and sprinkled with cinnamon. Delicious! And for great fun, enjoy the O&H 75th anniversary celebration this Saturday from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. at the Highway 20 store. There'll be live music, family activities, photo ops, Kringle samples, specialty pizzas, and fun to be had. O&H Danish Bakery, Racine Sturt Event and Oak Creek.
Back to live action here at Westosha Central. 17-12 is our score. Waterford with the lead as we start the fourth quarter. Third and eight at the 46-yard line of Waterford. Mason Juga with the ball. And I don't know.
Juga on the run, and we have a flag on the
play. Yeah. Juga on the run. I don't know if he wanted to hand it off or what, but we also have a flag. And I think if this is on Westosha Central, they may decline it.
That's a holding call.
Yeah, they'll take that.
No, nope. Yeah, they only gained 1 yard there, so they're going to decline that.
Yeah. Well, let's see if Clementos comes in to punt it away. Yep, he's coming in. And again, you still have to be conscious of a fake. So Holtop, I believe, is back to receive it. He'll let this one go. It was a high punt. And this one gets a Westosha Central bounce. Back to about the 15-yard line. And that's where the Wolverines will take over with 11:20 to go in our fourth quarter.
Clemento's definitely strong-footed in the kicking game. But the punts tonight he's struggled with
yes,
so far.
You are correct. You are correct, Dylan. I mean, gotta hand it out both ways. All right, Desart brings him out. He's got two wideouts to the left and two to the right. He's in the gun. Now hands it off. And they push him back. Maybe he gets 2 yards. So to bring up second down, second and seven. Could have been Drager on the carry. Time Desart goes under center. Fakes the pitch. And he comes up the middle.
Taylor once again hanging his head out there, kind of rubbing his arm. I'm not sure if he's hurt, just upset he didn't make the tackle in the backfield there. But once again, and Landon Taylor out there hobbling around.
Yep, going both ways, Landon is. So Desart will bring him out, first and 10 at their 30-yard line. In the gun, Desart throws. See if it's complete to Carter Thompson or if they say it hit the ground. They're going to call it a catch for Carter Thompson. So we're under 10 to play. Mike Metyard, offensive coordinator for Waterford, trying to call a game here, trying to get 3 more points out of this. If not 7. 9:30 to go in our fourth quarter. High formation by Desart. Pitches it. Coming back inside to the 50. Coming down the sideline. 40. And he goes out of bounds at about the 15-yard line.
It was Jax Pesch once again. Long carry for them.
Yep, so Pesch again with a nice play there.
Watch on the jackal.
And I know we talked to Coach Metyard before the game. He also said to say hello to Troy Graceffa, who he played baseball with. And he talked about he still enjoys being the offensive coordinator for Waterford and calling these plays. First and 10. First and 10 for Waterford at the 13-yard line of the Falcons. Desart went under center. Gives it again to Pesch. And if you're Coach Metyard, you're working that clock now knowing you got Bo Veit. And it looks like we got a player down for the Falcons. And we'll keep it here. And tell you that next up for Waterford will be a home game hosting the Wilmont Panthers. The Falcons will be on the road against Elkhorn. And again, we've been telling you all night where we'll be next week. We'll be at Hammes Field for the game between the Case Eagles as they host the Horlick Rebels, and both of them were winning convincingly tonight, which means they both actually will become playoff eligible tonight. So next week would be for two reasons, the winner, bragging rights, and also possibly seeding for potential seeding purposes. Again, Dylan's looking very closely to see what's happening with that. They're not moving that player.
It's hard to see, Dick, from the 50-yard line that way. I really don't see anything, so I kind of have to stretch around the corner to see. But hopefully it's nothing too serious, and they're able to at least get them off the field to treat whatever the injury.
Now the referee, our referee, he was pushing his hands out towards the Wascosia Central sideline. I don't know what that meant.
I think some of the players were just concerned. They wanted to see what was going on, and he told them, go back to your sideline.
Okay. So. And he's up, which is good.
We have a score update at the end of the third quarter, Dick. Racine Horlick, 28. Indian Trails, 21.
Oh, so they're not going away.
Nope, they are not.
That's a good game. I said convincingly because it was 21-7 at one time.
It was. But, again, we've seen Horlick allow teams to get back into it. They played Park. They didn't go away with that game until the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
So we've just seen a lot of inconsistency from Horlick this year.
And the last score we got on Case, they were winning convincingly.
Yes, it was 28-0 at halftime there, Dick.
All right, so Waterford will come out now. We'll start up again, 8:32 to go in our fourth quarter.
Stay down, Waterford.
So second and 7, Desart, I formation. Keeps it. He faked the pitch and kept it, and nothing doing there. They push him out of bounds right at that marker. So to bring up third down as we close in under 8 minutes to go in our fourth quarter.
Stopped up by Dallas Padgett for the Falcons.
Okay, third and 10. So he lost yardage on that. See what Desart does. He's in the gun. He's got two to the left. Desart back to pass, throws. It's complete for a touchdown, they say. To Carter Thompson. So touchdown by Carter Thompson, Dylan, to make it 23-12. Waterford with the lead. And Bull Veit to try to make it 24-12. And if they can hold on, this will be a big win tonight for the Wolverines. There's the snap. The kick is up. And the kick is good. So with 7:18 to go in our fourth quarter, it's now Waterford 24, Wascosia Central 12. So what a difference. What a difference a quarter and a half makes, I guess you could say. Because from about the middle of the second quarter till now, Waterford has totally outplayed Wascosia Central.
Yeah, it's definitely a dominating performance here by Waterford that we've seen. Getting on the board early with that touchdown with the extra point that was no good. You know, it's just been an incredible game, Dick.
And again, these games usually are very, very competitive, as I've mentioned. So now the Wolverines to kick it back over to the Falcons with 7:18 to go in regulation. Waterford with the lead. And we'll have to start thinking. There's the kick. Fielded. And caught quickly. Was Pinter on the return.
The 19-yard line. The Falcons will take over.
So they'll start first and 10 at their own 19-yard line. 7:12 to go in regulation. If you're Waterford, you can't let up here. Got to keep that pressure on Mason Juga and those Falcons. Mason in the gun, hands it off to Taylor. Not much there, Dylan. And we'll go under 7 minutes after that play.
Great pressure up front by that Wolverine defensive line, and not much going there for Landon Taylor. You are correct, Dick.